Hello, welcome back to the FFOED video guide. Today, we will look at the creation of group reservations through the reservation calendar. If you are in a different section of the PMS, simply click on the calendar icon and check its content. We will use the same functionality as in the previous video. You can create the group reservation by selecting the arrival date and dragging the selection until the end of the stay when you drop your selection. Contrary to individual reservations, you can widen the selection to more than one row if you book the rooms close to each other. Another way to book more rooms through the calendar is by clicking the control button on the keyboard and selecting the preferred rooms one by one in the calendar. Unfortunately, you can only select the hotel rooms grouped together in the reservation calendar. If you want to book several room types or rooms on different floors or calendars, you will need to use the procedure presented in the following video. During the selection, you can again see the arrival and departure dates, number of nights and selected hotel rooms with maximum capacities. The group reservation details are nearly the same as for the individual reservation. The top part of the form is the same. You can modify arrival and departure dates, set the voucher number, or let the system continue numbering the reservations. You can modify the reservation status and add the company, in most cases, the tour operator of the travel agency, and contact person for the group. The right side with the reservation details and notes is again the same. The dialog is different in the second half of the screen, where you can see the overview of the rooms in the group reservation. When creating the reservation through the reservation calendar, each row will display the selected hotel room. You can see the room number, the status of the reservation, arrival and departure dates, guests, applied prices and balance of the account. You will also see the code for online check-in and reservation management and the possibility to edit individual reservations. Add reservation notes, unlink the reservation from the group, and delete the reservation from the system. When deleting the reservations, you will always have the opportunity to choose the deletion level. The softest version is simple cancellation, followed by the no-show or complete deletion, which might affect the hotel reporting. At this stage, the complete deletion is not recommended. For bulk actions and changes, you can select the specific rooms or all of the rooms at the same time. On the right-hand side, you can do several actions. The first one will allow you to merge the display of the reservations based on their room types. The next one will allow you to print out the rooming list or export it into an electronic document. The chain icon allows you to link existing reservations with the group. Plus, the icon allows you to add assigned reservations or floating reservations. The yellow pencil will make fundamental bulk changes in the selected reservations. And the blue unlink button will unlink the reservations from the group. The last option, deletion of the reservation, was already mentioned. A group account will always be created for the reservation, allowing you to make group-linked actions while not changing the settings of the individual reservations. We will look at the accounts in one of the upcoming videos. No worries, we will cover all the needed functions. You have just created the first group reservation. Next time, we will look at other ways to create the group reservation, where more room types will be used. See you in the following video.